Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Grab you a drink, get in sync. Two assholes with a podcast, and we don't give a damn what you think. This is the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Weisslicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2 Nonsents. That's the number 2 Nonsents. Yes. Also, follow us on that Instagram at 2 Nonsents1. That's the number 2 Nonsents and the number 1. Don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2 Cents 9 Cents in your Facebook search bar. Post up. Join the group. We'd love to have you. What's been going on, bro?
Nothing. Trying to make sure this goddamn mosquito don't bite neither one of us.
Yeah, I can't get... I don't even know where it went.
I don't know where... I don't see it no more. Yeah. I'll let you know if I see it.
Yeah, shit happens, man. You know...
They like that dark meat.
They do. They do. They like that sweet dark meat, too. Especially if you got that sugar in your system or you just had some... I heard they attracted to you if you just had, like, a banana or something sweet in your system.
Okay, so, well, I got some liquor.
Yeah, we got some liquor. Some sweet liquor.
Yeah.
Well, it's made sweet by the Red Bulls. You know, but we like to, first off, we like to thank Hannah for being on the last episode with us. We had a pretty good time raiding the bars.
Yeah, that shit was fun. Yeah. I knew 9 out of the 10 bars.
9 out of the 10?
Yeah.
We did 14.
Okay, well, I knew 13 out of the 14.
You knew a lot of them. You knew a lot of them. You know, they were all number ones from the 90s. We'll be doing the 2000s at some point. We got, you know, some song battles coming up for you guys. But this episode, man, it's one of those ones where we just flying by the seat of the pants. You know, whatever happens, happens. Yeah. We have no idea what we're going to talk about. When did you get this Rated R Superstar shirt?
Same time I got my...
Keith Lee one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I bought them together. It was buy one, get one 50% off.
Oh, okay. They be having mad deals. Like, especially if you watch it during, like... Mm-hmm. Raw, SmackDown, or NXT, they had mad deals. I think the last time I was watching, they had like 50% off championship belts. I was like, yo, why y'all can't do a 50% off championship belts when I actually got money?
Like, yo, if they ever do that again and I see it, I'm on it.
Yeah, they did 50, they did it on Wednesday. 50% off championship belts.
I was home Wednesday, too. I don't know what the hell I was watching.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, God.
Actually, I think I was watching basketball. I was watching the Lakers lose, if I'm correct.
Yeah. And by the time I saw it, it was past the time frame. Because, you know, they stop it at midnight.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it.
Which belt you want?
Which belt do I want? I don't know, man. I kind of like that new U.S. belt. Want the old school Intercontinental joint.
Okay.
I don't know if I want it with the white strap or the black strap.
The black, you can't rock the white.
I can't rock the white.
Nah.
Cause when I think about the New Japan joint, I like that Intercontinental belt, but you know, with the white. It's just, you know, it is what it is. That US belt they got over there is kinda good too. But
does Mox still have that?
No. Hold on. I don't know who the champion is over there.
I think he still got that because he ain't been able to go over there to defend it unless they stripped him.
They might have stripped him. I'll fact check that one.
Because I know he had it before the pandemic, if I'm correct.
U.S. champion. We'll check it out. We'll find out who the...
Because I damn sure haven't seen it over there.
Yeah. He currently still has the belt. Weird that they haven't stripped him of that belt. They stripped him of the belt once before. He's a 2-time U.S. champion. They mm-hmm. stripped him of the belt once before.
Because he was hurt.
And then Lance Archer won it. And now he has it. And he's, as of now, he has had the belt for 212 days, and he's defended it twice.
He on that Brock Lesnar schedule.
Hey, man. He's on that Brock Lesnar schedule. You know, Mox and Juice Robinson are the only two-time U.S. champs over there.
Yo, fuck Juice Robinson.
You don't like Juice Robinson?
Nah, I heard he's dating Toni Storm. I don't like that nigga.
Oh, that's what that is.
I didn't like him before, but now I really don't like that. Little Animosity or whatever. Nah, I really don't like that motherfucker.
Oh, man. I found out some interesting news today. The first ever IWGP Intercontinental Champion. Do you know who that was?
No.
It was MVP. MVP was the first ever.
I did know that.
IWGP Intercontinental Champion. I had no idea.
I did know that. Because I think they said it on Raw. Or I seen it on Twitter. One of the two.
Yeah.
No, they didn't say it on Raw. They definitely didn't say it.
They ain't say it on Raw.
Nah.
They might have said his exploits in Japan. That's what they say. Whenever he won titles all across the world, he held titles in Japan. That's all they say.
I also seen on Twitter that R-Truth is the only black recognized the NWA champion.
Well, yeah, he was the only black recognized NWA champion. He won it. He beat Ken Shamrock for that belt back in the early stages of TNA.
And he look exactly the same.
He does.
He absolutely Word does. Up. That man is like 50 years old, and he looked like he was 20.
He absolutely does. This guy's aging like fine wine out here. He's doing a great job.
For real.
You know, wrestling, for those who don't know, man, that's one of our passions. We love wrestling, we love football, we love basketball. So we can talk about those fucking things all day.
I love all sports, to be honest. I even watch hockey.
Yeah.
I watch NASCAR.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Hockey sometimes.
I'll watch hockey if my team is in there. Yeah. Or the Stanley Cup. I'll watch the Stanley Cup.
I do catch myself sometimes watching soccer, a.k.a. football for those other people.
I only watch the Women's World Cup.
You only watch the Women's
World Cup. Or the Olympics.
The Olympics is great for all sports. I watch all sports at the Olympics. Just to see what's going on.
I missed the Olympics this year, man.
I'll sit there and watch fucking archery. I don't give a damn.
I watched it all, man. I watched good stuff.
You know, I consider poker a sport. So I watch poker sometimes.
Poker is a sport.
It's a sport.
It's a sport. You're sitting at a table dealing cards.
If they call gaming a sport, we can call poker a sport.
Gaming ain't a sport either.
Gaming is a sport.
Esports is not a sport. I don't give a fuck. That is not a sport. You ain't doing nothing physical except twiddling your thumbs. Get the fuck out of here.
It takes a lot of physical training to be out there doing that stuff.
No, it don't.
Bowling, of course, that's a sport as well.
Bowling is a sport.
You know. Like I said, you know, gaming and poker.
Nah.
You don't think those are sports? Extreme chess, is that a sport?
No.
No?
No. It's a board game. What is extreme about it? What is extreme about chess?
When you gotta click the little timer joint, like you got a certain amount of time for you to move your piece.
No. It's a board game.
Pokemon trading card game and Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading card game, are those sports?
Hell no.
No?
Damn. You just said a trading card game.
Could be considered a sport, man. Hell. You gotta get mentally prepared for this stuff.
No, you don't.
You know?
No, you don't. You shuffle your deck and where the cards lie, that's where they lie. That's what. Get the fuck out of here.
You gonna do those guys like that? What about those people that play Dungeons and Dragons and stuff? Do you don't consider their stuff a sport either?
No.
Oh, man. You just. The nerds are gonna be after you, man.
I don't care. It ain't no sport. It's a board game. Come on now. Board games ain't no sport.
So if it's competitive play for trophies on the line, we still ain't calling it a sport. We still calling it a board game.
It's a board game.
Okay. Understood, man. Understood, man. We talked about your favorite board game in the past, right? I believe so. What? I don't know. What's your favorite board game again?
Monopoly.
Yeah. We did talk about this before. Because we talked about the fact that I got four different types of Monopoly over there.
And I have one.
Yeah.
And I'll never open it. Well, I took the plastic off it, but I won't actually open the stuff that's in the bed.
That's the Game of Thrones one, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say Star Wars at first. I was thinking which one it was. I know it was a theme. Because Monopoly got all sorts of themes. Mm-hmm. If you can find you the theme of your dreams, you get it and you never open it. Yeah. I always wanted to get one of those blown glass Japanese chess sets where they use dragons and shit as the pieces. I always wanted to get one of those. Could never afford it, though.
I would love to have a chess set, but I ain't got nobody to play with.
Yeah. I play with you, bro.
Okay, we work way different schedules.
You know? I'm not any good anymore, but, you know.
Shit, I don't even remember all the moves.
So, you know, it'll be a learning experience all over again for us, yeah, man. I like Uno. Play Uno.
I'm vicious in Uno.
Yeah.
I don't care about kids.
You don't care about kids?
Nah. If I got all them fucking draw fours and whatever, you catch it all of them.
You sit your ass down at this table, you're a grown-ass man in my book. that's what you say.
I have no remorse for my son. My son, he be crying. I don't even care. He be quitting quick.
I mean, you ain't got no choice but to quit. Make it draw four.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't play that shit. I play to win. Fuck that.
Yeah. What else you been doing over the past week, man? Because I ain't talked to you since the last time we fucking recorded.
No, just watching movies and shows, I guess.
So what movies you been watching this week, man?
I watched that Tom Hanks joint. That new movie he got on Apple Plus. What the hell's the name of it? World War II naval movie.
Ah.
That shit was good.
Okay.
That shit was good.
Because you did a free trial of the Apple joint?
Nah, I used my Fire Stick.
Oh, you used your Fire Stick. Never mind.
He said a free trial. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck Apple.
My apologies, bro.
I watch shit on Apple TV all the time through my Fire Stick.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
So you watched the Tom Hanks movie. I want to know the name of that just so we can give the people.
I told you about it last week, too.
Yeah, you did. You did say you was going to watch it. You definitely said you were going to watch it.
It was good. Non-stop action, man.
Non-stop action?
Non-stop action.
Okay. All right.
The only time there was no action was probably like the first 5 minutes of the movie.
When it was giving you the plot. they was giving you the plot of the movie at that point. Then we had the nonstop action. I don't see the name of that shit. Oh, here it is. Greyhound.
Yes.
That's what it was, Greyhound. He's got a couple other movies coming up. News of the World, where he's going to be in. Got his other one called Bios and Elvis. What?
I don't know. His catalog is ridiculous, though.
Yeah, of course. He did stage work. He did some plays on at the Lakewood Civic Auditorium. He's done a hell of a lot of films.
All the Toy Stories.
Extensiveness. just going off some of these. Money Pit, he was in that.
Good movie.
Dragnet, he was in that.
I just like how, like, his career started off doing comedy. And now all he does is, you know, that serious goodness.
Yeah, he was in Philadelphia, Sleepless in Seattle, Forrest Gump, Apollo 13, Toy Story, Saving Private Ryan, You Got Mail, The Green Mile, Castaway, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Catch Me If You Can, The Lady Killers, The Terminal, The Polar Express. Damn, the Da Vinci Code, Cars, Ant Bully, Evan Almighty, The Simpsons Movie. Damn, Angels and Demons.
Apollo 13, The Green Mile.
Yeah, I said those.
Big.
Man, Captain Phillips, Saving Mr. Banks.
I don't understand how he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood when he played the main character.
He was Fred Rogers. He was Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
In A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. But he was he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, which is stupid.
For real.
It's quite stupid. This past week, I've been watching The Umbrella Academy on Netflix. Last Friday, they released the second season. If you haven't checked out The Umbrella Academy, I believe it is a good show. It's really good, actually.
I watched some show on Netflix. I can't fucking remember the name. I'm gonna see if I can find it.
I think people should check that out. It is the story of seven superheroes. They were all born on the same day. They were adopted by a rich old man who dubbed them members of the Umbrella Academy.
I watched Cursed. That's what I watched.
Cursed. That's on my list.
Yeah, that shit was good.
I gotta check that out, and gotta check out Warrior Nun. So as soon as I'm finished,
Warrior Nun too.
You watch Warrior Nun?
Yep.
What'd you think of that one?
It was good.
Good, good, good. As soon as I'm finished with Umbrella Academy, I'm gonna move on to the next. I got two more episodes to watch of that. Then we'll be good with that. You know.
Okay.
But Tom Hanks, great career. I'm probably going to check out that movie, Greyhound, at some point. You know. I watched the movie. Well, I started watching the movie. I got to actually finish it because it was long. It's 2.5 hours long. I don't even know. I put it on thinking that I was just going to put it on just as some background shit, but it started to get good.
What's the name of it?
Molly's Game. It's on Netflix.
I always just skip over it.
It's got Idris Elba in it.
Yeah, I know.
It is the story of Molly Bloom, former skier, who was indicted for running illegal poker games. So, tells her story. Breaks things down. Did you ever watch The Irishman?
Nope.
Goodness gracious. We talked about that weeks ago. I thought you were going to watch it.
I may never watch it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I got to be in the mood to sit down for 3.5 hours and not go to sleep.
I think if you watch it when you're not sleepy, you're gonna watch the whole thing straight through.
I'm only awake for 3 hours at a time.
I understand.
Unless I'm at work. I'm at home, it's 3 hours nap. 3 hours nap.
I think you could swing that other 30 minutes if you watch this joint. Because when you start it just automatically just gets you. It grabs you. And it keeps moving at such a quick pace that you stay invested in the story. You stay invested in what's going on.
Shit, I still ain't watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I haven't watched that one yet either.
That's the only Quentin Tarantino movie I haven't seen.
This will be true for me as well, because you did get me to watch Django Unchained. So yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Do you believe Quentin Tarantino is gonna do the Kill Bill Volume 3?
No.
You don't believe he's gonna do it? I heard there was talks about it.
Yo, people, I've been hearing talks about it for 10 years, all right?
Yeah. People are speculating who's going to play the daughter of Vivica Fox's character. Who do you think, if he does do that movie, would be a good
the daughter that was in the fucking movie.
So you think they should just get the same girl to play the
hell
part?
Hell yeah.
Okay. I mean, she would be of age at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, she would be of age. When did Kill Bill Volume 2 come out?
2006 or 4, somewhere in around there.
Around that time. Yeah, I mean, well, Kill Bill Volume 1. She was actually in Volume 1, I'm sorry. The young girl was in Volume 1. That movie was released in 2003, actually.
That was close. I said 2 or 4, or 6 or 4, whatever.
Yeah, 2003. So, I mean, it's been 17 years. She would be of age to play her own self again. So, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, under the caveat she still has acting chops, being that she would be the main character in the Kill Bill volume.
It don't matter if you know how to act. You're just fighting.
Come on, man. She got to know how to act in a Quentin Tarantino movie, man. Quentin Tarantino don't just throw motherfuckers in there just to be throwing people in there.
No, he throws the same five actors in
there. Tim Roth, Samuel L. Jackson, what's the other guy? Michael Madsen.
He's in all of these, yeah. I think, like.
yeah, he throws the same people in the joint. Yeah. Michael Madsen, Tim Roth.
Leo's done two.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson and what's the other guy's name?
I don't know his name. I can't pronounce that shit.
No, I mean the white guy.
Which white guy?
The one who played in The Hateful Eight. That was at the beginning.
They're all white.
No, the one that was in the carriage with the bitch handcuffed to him.
He was only in that one.
He was in more than that one.
That's Kurt Russell. He was only in that one.
He's been in. Hold on, man.
That's the only Quentin Tarantino movie that I know that Kurt Russell has been in.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking about him working with
the dude that was in Django. He was in a couple of them. That was riding with Jamie Foxx.
Oh yeah. Never mind. That's who I'm thinking about. The other guy. I forget his name.
I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah. Yeah, I forget his name. Yeah, Kurt Russell got a good... No, Kurt Russell was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, too.
Didn't watch it, so I wouldn't know.
He's got a good fucking resume here, too, man.
Of course he does. He's been doing movies since, what, early 80s?
Yeah. No. 60s.
That nigga that old?
Yeah, dog. He's been doing movies since the 60s, bro. God damn. His first movie was in 1965, Guns of Diablo.
Okay.
Man. Yo, that's a long time, bro. How old are you?
He gotta be in his 70s.
He's 69 years old.
I was close.
God damn. Yo, that's crazy. Well, hey man, he did what he had to do, man. He doing what he had to do out there.
Like I be thinking about all the actors I grew up watching. I'm like, I know these niggas gonna die soon. Like Sean Connery. Like, I love Sean Connery. He gotta be like 90. So, you know what I'm saying? I remember him as a young James Bond.
Sean Connery is 89 years old.
Like I said, like 90.
He will be 90 on the 25th of this month.
Wow. Wow.
August 25th. Wow. That's crazy, man. Sean Connery, man. His full name is Sir Thomas Sean Connery. You know you legendary when they call you sir at the beginning.
When they call you sir, you're knighted. They knighted that nigga. Word up. They knighted that nigga. That's how you know you about it.
He did have a military career over there in for the Royal Navy. He served in the Royal Navy, so, you know, that's where he gets that serve from.
That's crazy.
God damn, dog. Bro, I was born in 1930.
Yeah, man. He's one of my all-time favorites.
He's one of your all-time favorites?
Hell yeah.
Hey, you can't argue with that, man. He's great, you know. What was that movie, though, that I didn't like of his? Was it League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
You didn't like that?
I ain't like that movie, dog. I think it was that movie. Yeah, I ain't like that movie, dog.
They had a good cast, man.
It had a good cast, but it was just something about that movie. I was like, man, what the fuck is this shit, man?
I liked it.
Oh, man. Yo, I ain't gonna even hate on the movie like that. I don't know, man.
Truly, I can't name a Sean Connery movie that I didn't like.
Really? Yeah. He had The Finding Forrester. You know, he was in The Avengers. The Rock.
The Dragonheart. Rock was that shit.
You know, Just Cause.
Entrapment. Just Cause was, oh my gosh, that was good.
First Night where he played King Arthur. He was in the Highlander movie. 5 Days, 1 Summer, Time Bandits. He was in a lot of movies, man. Now, there was a meme that was going around of, you got to get rid of one of them. They always get the one got to go memes. They always put those memes out there.
Okay.
Now, the choices were Jim Carrey, Adam Sandler. Now, it's one got to go all their creations. So, everything they did. Like, all their movies, anything they produced or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, it was Jim Carrey, Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell, and Seth Rogen. One of them got to go.
Will Ferrell can go.
You said Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
I was thinking that, too. But then I was like, man, but Will Ferrell produced a lot of stuff, though.
Oh, fuck what
he wrote on and produced a lot of stuff, and I was like, damn, dog. You know, and then I thought about Jim Carrey, and I was like, ah, man, them Ace Ventura joints, The Mask, Me, Myself, and Irene, Liar, Liar, The Dumb and Dumbers.
Not to mention In Living Color.
Well, they said his movies had to go. They ain't say nothing about the TV shows.
Well, but you're saying everything, basically his whole catalog.
Yeah. The number 23, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I thought that movie was brilliant.
Didn't see it.
Never saw that movie. Nope. Did you see the number 23?
Nope.
Oh, so you just don't want to get a man his props when he goddamn coming out here doing serious roles?
What are you talking about? I didn't vote him off. I voted off Will Ferrell.
I know. I know. Oh, man, I'm just fucking with you. I know that. But it was just one of those things where I was like, yo, that right there is crazy. Who else you like as an actor, man? Who else you think is really good?
Oh, there's a lot of good actors, man.
Man. We ain't got nothing but time around here. You know?
Like, I love me some Leo.
Leonardo DiCaprio is my favorite actor of all time. That's my guy, you know.
I love me some Leo.
Yeah.
Anytime that man is in the movie, I gotta watch it.
I like, of course, I like Denzel. I like Ethan Hawke, too. I think he's really good.
Yeah, he's not bad.
You know. Sometimes, though, like, I be wishing, like, I would want him to get some more roles. I don't think he gets enough roles.
Or maybe he don't go out for them.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just happy doing what he's doing.
Yeah. You know? And, of course, one of my favorite actresses is fucking Meryl Streep. Because I love that old bitch.
I mean, she's great. I ain't gonna say a bad word about her, but it's just I wasn't expecting that.
I love that old witch, dog. Yo, I ain't gonna even lie, bro. And this might sound weird, but I watched The Devil Wears Prada. Like, that shit's like brand new.
I ain't even gonna front. I watched that a lot, too.
That movie fire, dog.
I watched that a lot. Like, I haven't watched it recently, but I have watched it a good amount of times.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, yo, let me...
She was an evil bitch.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. An actor that I really... what the fuck is the guy's name? Now I didn't fucking forgot the guy's name.
Give me a movie.
Shit. He played in John Wick. The black guy. I can't remember his fucking name.
Lawrence Fishburne?
No.
Because he was in, I think he was in the second one. I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot the guy's name now, man.
Shit, Lawrence Fishburne got a catalog.
Lawrence Fishburne got a catalog.
I remember when he called himself Larry.
Like, bro, you can't call yourself Larry. Like, don't call yourself Larry. Like, you don't call yourself Larry. It feels weird calling him Larry.
For real. That's why you had to change it.
Like, why would I call you Larry? Your name is Lawrence. When you call him Lawrence, it's like it's distinguished. Mm-hmm. Like, he deserved that. He got the color purple on his resume. He got school days on his resume. King of
New York. He was in the color purple?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Yes, he was.
He was sworn. And he was credited as Larry Fishburne.
Yep.
Larry. He was in Nightmare on Elm Street, the third one. Quicksilver. He was in Boys in the Hood, Deep Cover, Higher Learning, Bad Company, Just Cause, Event Horizon, Hoodlum.
I love Event Horizon.
Of course, he was in The Matrix. He had a voice role in Osmosis Jones, Matrix Reloaded, Mystic River. Of course, Matrix Revolutions. Did you hear that the writers and creators of The Matrix, because they were trans, right? They stated that the storyline in fucking The Matrix was about trans people.
I don't believe that. I don't give a fuck what they said.
That's what the guy who
wrote that ain't the what the movie said. Was about.
That's what he said, man. It was he said it was an allegory for trans people, which of course we know an allegory is a secret meaning. So I guess it got people going back and watching the movies now to try to figure out where those allegories are.
I don't see it.
You know, it might have just been a ploy to get people to rewatch the movies. You know, I mean, what we are on the 20 this year would have been the 20 year anniversary of the first Matrix.
Whatever.
So, Lawrence Fishburne was also in Mission Impossible 3. Bobby. Fantastic Four. He had a voice role.
I was about to say, I don't remember that nigga in that movie.
He was the voice of the Silver Surfer.
Hmm.
Yeah. He was in 21. Predators. 2010 Predators.
I liked that movie.
Yeah. He was in Man of Steel, of course. He was in Ride Along. He was in Batman v Superman, Passengers, John Wick Volume 2, John Wick Volume 3. He was in Ant-Man and the Wasp. This man, he just been flowing, dog. He just been flowing. You know? He even did some television. I can't remember the goddamn black guy's name that I'm trying to think about, bro.
Shit. I don't know.
Let me look up this. I know he was in the TV show Fringe. You ever seen Fringe?
Nope.
You ain't into that scientific shit, are you?
Scientific or sci-fi?
Sci-fi, yeah. Scientific, sci-fi.
No, this is a difference.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is a difference. Ah, that's his name. Lance Reddick.
I'd have to see him at all.
Well, take a look.
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
This guy.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
I like this guy. Far as movies, he was in Godzilla, The Siege. Jonah Hex, White House Down. He was in the first John Wick. Well, actually, he was in all the John Wicks. He played Sharon in the John Wick series. He's mostly known, though, for his TV shows. He was in New York Undercover. He was in Oz.
I never watched Oz.
He was in The Wire.
Never watched The Wire.
He was in Law & Order SVU.
You know goddamn well I ain't watched no Law & Order.
He was in Law & Order Criminal Intent. He was in CSI Miami, Lost. He was in Fringe. This guy, I think he's pretty good. He did some video game appearances. Voiceover work.
I've seen him in some shit.
Yeah. I like him, man. I think he's a really good actor. 57 years old. Still look like that. He still looked the same from 10 years ago.
Good for him.
You know? Any other actors or actresses you like, man?
I mean, I like a whole bunch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And of course, you've been out here. Like I said, you've been watching movies. You've been watching shows. What's next on your list for your shows that you'll be watching?
I gotta check. There is something on Netflix I want to check out. Give me 1 second.
Not a problem, man. Take your time. Like I said, I gotta watch Warrior Nun. And I'm also gonna watch Curse at some point. And I'm going to finish up that Molly's Game. I definitely want to check those out.
I can't find it.
That's cool. Breaking news. Rakim calls out Big Daddy Kane for a versus battle. The two old man, the two of the pioneers.
Dude, I can't name a song either one of them are in. Like, they're before my time.
They're before your time. It's no problem, dog. It's no problem. And I see you posted the video in the group.
I didn't even get a chance to finish it.
Ah, it's cool, man. You got part of the way there.
Yeah. I think I had like 4 more minutes to go.
Yeah. Still can't find it?
Nope.
Just showed it if you wanted to watch it. It's cool, man. Alright. So, they got 9 masks up here.
They got what?
9 masks. You put on the mask, you get the abilities of the character, who you choosing. Number 1, the Green Ranger from Power Rangers. Number 2, Jim Carrey's mask from The Mask. Number 3, Iron Man's helmet. Number 4, Black Panther's mask. Number 5, Jason's hockey mask. Number 6, Batman's mask. Number 7.
You already know mine.
Magneto's helmet. Number 8. The Mandalorian's helmet.
and number nine, Wolverine's mask.
It's Batman.
You picking Batman's, even though you don't get none of, he ain't got no abilities.
He can take down the whole, he took down the whole Justice League with no abilities. And he's a billionaire. The fuck out of here.
Is Bulma from from Dragon Ball Z richer than him?
Probably, because she's the richest person in the world, if I'm correct. Yeah. Not to mention, she got Saiyan scared of her. Word up. They don't fuck with Bulma.
Yo, word up. Yo, didn't she smack a god in the face?
Just... Yeah, she smacked Beerus.
Yo.
I think Beerus smacked her back and Vegeta fucked him up for that shit.
He fucked him up. He did fuck him up, dog. Whew. Man, that's wild. Oh, man.
But yeah, give me Batman.
Give you Batman.
I don't need no goddamn powers.
You know, power.
I got brain power.
You got brain power.
And billion-dollar gadgets.
And billion-dollar gadgets.
Word up.
The first comment was, Batman, you already know what's going on. Stop playing. And somebody comment underneath him, trash. Like, what? Somebody said trash underneath his Batman joint. He was like, two. I'm picking two. And that was Jim Carrey's mask from The Mask.
Yeah, but you're not yourself.
Right. You are somebody else at that point. The mask took over at that particular point. We got somebody said Jason.
So you just want to be a murderer? You fucking weirdo.
Somebody said Wolverine or Iron Man is cool. Somebody said, I'm going to go with the Green Ranger. That motherfucker was fucking the other Rangers up.
Whatever.
The original Green Ranger was fucking the other Rangers up.
White Ranger is better.
The White Ranger was better?
Yes. I know it's the same person, but I like the White Ranger better.
Hey, man. If you like the White Ranger, you like the White Ranger, man. I can't hold you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. I don't know, man. I was pretty partial to the Silver Ranger from space.
I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah. But
I ain't watched nothing after the originals.
Space was the best one, though. Like, space was the best one.
Okay.
That space joint, that was the shit. It was all... The storytelling in that joint was good. There's some good actors in it. I mean, all them shits look hokey. You know what I'm saying? They all look hokey. You know what I'm saying? You always used to wonder, like, yo, why this nigga trying to morph? Why don't you just smack the shit out of his hand? Just smack the shit out of his head. Like,
for real, because they get their ass whooped when they ain't in them suits. They get their ass whooped before they form into the big Zord thing. You know what I'm saying? By themselves, they get fucked up.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. All right, man. I'm going to scroll down the Facebook news feed and we just go reel off some questions.
All right.
That's cool with you?
Let's do it.
Or we gonna say some stupid ass shit.
Either one is good.
Yeah.
Mix them in. I don't give a shit.
Just mix them in. You don't give a shit. When you tell a girl, shut up, and she says, make me, does she want the dick or right hook?
I'm not answering that. I'm about to answer.
Where you'd be like, shut up. And she'd be like, make me.
To me, nothing good comes out of that when she says make me.
Nothing good comes out of that when she says make me. Oh, man. This shit said, rub her pussy, get her wet, pull her pants down, then turn your PS4 on and start playing the game.
That's the complete wrong thing to do.
That's the wrong thing to do. She been in broke your game playing around with her like that.
That's fucked up. She would have gave that to her side, nigga.
It just says, dear black people, the light above the stove is not a nightlight.
Yeah, fuck you.
You just flat out just say fuck that person?
Yeah. Because obviously it was a white person.
No, it was a black person. They said, dear black people, you know?
Yo, any light you want could be a goddamn nightlight.
The light over top of the stove? You one of those ones who keep the light over top of the stove?
I don't have a light over top of my stove. Okay.
I got one over top of my stove. I don't ever keep it on, though, but, you know.
But I'm saying any light you want can be a nightlight.
Yeah.
Man, shit.
It's true. It's your game. It's
my
your
goddamn game. TV is my nightlight. That shit don't never go off. I can't sleep without the TV being on.
If all you need is to be young and beautiful to get a good man, what happens when you old and ugly?
You rely on money.
So old, ugly bitches, they gotta have that money to get them a good man.
Nah, they're done for.
They're done for?
I thought you were talking about men. Oh. You know, I say you.
What? That nigga said, nope, they're done for. It is what it is. That's fucked up.
No, it's not.
When your baby mama stops talking to you, you're definitely a problem. Keep it about the kid or keep it moving. I'm suffering from bitter baby daddy syndrome.
From what?
Bitter baby daddy syndrome.
I don't get it.
He said he's suffering from bitter baby daddy syndrome because his baby mama stopped talking to him.
So? You should be happy. She's just a baby mama. You don't want to talk to her anyway. You just want to deal with the kid.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. These comments are so fucking ridiculous. Is it okay for a man to wear a tutu when playing with his daughter?
No.
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 No. Never okay for this man to wear a tutu when playing with his daughter?
To me, no.
Like, no. Somebody said that nigga's a fag. Like, why he gotta be a fag?
I mean, I understand he's trying to have fun with his daughter. That's on him.
Yeah.
It damn sure won't be me. I ain't got no daughter anyway. I'm happy about that.
Yeah. It's rough out there for people that got daughters, man. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah, if I was to have a daughter, she would just grow up to fucking hate me. So...
She would just grow up to hate you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion just dropped a new song together.
Who the fuck cares?
Well, I'm getting to that because it's part of the question here. That's all I was saying. They dropped a new song called Wet Ass Pussy. Do you feel that women of their caliber grew up without a father?
truthfully, I don't think it matters if they did or didn't.
Yeah.
You can be a hoe with or without a father.
This is true.
So.
This is true. This is true. Would you ever marry a chick that used to be a prostitute?
No.
That was the question.
Like, come on. You don't know what diseases she has. You don't know how many bodies she done laid down, how many dicks she done sucked.
I mean, the average person, you still don't know. You don't know.
Nah, you but a prostitute, they try it. You know what I'm saying? That's their job.
Their job. It was out there. It was like, for real. This.
You when you're a prostitute, you don't discriminate. You just take the money.
Right.
So, nah.
So, stripper. Stripper. Yes. No. No stripper.
For me, no.
Porn star.
Nah, man. I can't compete with the porn star dicks. Word up. I mean, I'm a height. You know what I'm saying? I ain't hanging to the knees like them niggas do. Word.
Oh my goodness, bro. Be like, God damn it. Be like, you used to be a porn star? Like, you was with this nigga? And
you,
this?
You wouldn't even feel me. like, get out of here.
Is it true that the happier you make her, the nastier she is?
That's false.
That's false?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
She's either nasty or she's not.
Right. Yeah, man. I don't want to be an adult anymore. I don't even want to be human.
What?
I want to be a goat. Just eat all day. But anybody who annoys me. Who comes out with this stuff?
I don't even know.
Females with a lot of napkins in their car be pissing outside.
What? No comment.
What?
Like, I don't
I'm just going down, just reading shit. Did you know? You're supposed to pull anal beads out slowly, because I didn't. I started this girl up like a fucking chainsaw. Yo. Oh, man, that's fucked up, my dude. Like, they should say white people come home and the nigga be like, honey, I'm home. Black people come home and he look around and say, y'all niggas need to clean up this motherfucking mess. That's just not right. It's just not right. The black versus white jokes be killing me, man. Be killing me. Oh, my goodness.
I have no comment for that.
You got no comment for that?
No.
No comment. Ooh, man. Damn. I don't even know if I want to talk about that.
No, you don't.
I don't want to talk about that. Hey, we're going to move on past that one. Yeah, I got nothing else. I do have a weird news story real quick, though.
Okay.
At times, food can kill. Right? At times, food can kill. You could be allergic to something. You know, die from eating it.
But former Rensselaer mayor Joseph Capp died this week.
From what?
Guacamole.
I don't eat that shit.
He didn't eat it. A high-pressure food processor that was making guacamole exploded on Wednesday, killing the former mayor and injuring two others in the process. The incident occurred shortly after 7 a.m.
So he was in a food plant?
He was in a food plant. Yep. The two others that suffered less serious injuries were admitted to for treatment at a hospital. The fatal explosion occurred as the food processor was undergoing testing when making a batch of guacamole. That's fucked up, man.
That's not a weird news story. That's... I don't want to hear that. See, that's why I don't watch the news. Rensselaer, that's up here.
Yeah, that is up here.
Nope. I come home, well, I wake up or whatever the fuck I do. And I'd be like, Alexa, what's the forecast? And that's
yeah, man.
That's all I need to know.
You brought that bitch in your home and she's always listening. She's always listening.
And every Saturday morning she says, Matt, have a good weekend.
Hey man, ain't nothing wrong with that. My Alexa doesn't talk to me that way. Because it's not programmed for me. It's programmed for her. It's not programmed for me.
Oh, mine is programmed for me. Elizabeth just calls her bitch that she don't answer.
I would think that would be you. Because one of your favorite insults to people is hoe bitch. Like...
My dog is a hoe bitch. She ain't never going to get no dick. Unless you run away.
What the fuck, man?
What?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But have they made masks for these two-faced-ass motherfuckers yet?
For who?
For two-faced-ass motherfuckers.
I'm sure they have.
Oh, my goodness, man. What else you got on the agenda for this week, man? What else you gonna do?
Shit, I go back to work tomorrow.
You go back to work tomorrow?
My vacation is over.
Oh, man.
It's the last day of my vacation.
I'm, this week is my last week of work before I go on my vacation. Doing 10 days. 10 days off.
Nice.
It's gonna be great.
I've had... I want to say 8 days off.
Yeah, 8 days off.
Yeah. I did shit. I think the most work I did was... It was either Sunday or Monday of last week. Or, well, it technically it's still this week, but...
Mm-hmm.
My girl had bought some new chairs. I built some chairs. I cut the grass. And that was that. Other than that, I ain't did shit. I laid around all week. I grilled a little bit. And slept. I slept a lot.
Slept a lot?
And I want to sleep some more. I ain't sleep as nearly as much as I really wanted to. Because I got this fucking dog. I got to let her out. Mm-hmm. You know? She be cutting into my sleep. I'm trying to get them 12-hour sleeps in.
Trying to get them 12-hour sleeps in?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
But that'll never happen.
I've been sleeping a little more since leaving the overnight job. You know?
You ain't missing nothing.
Didn't think I'd be missing anything. Didn't think I'd be missing anything. I'm just glad to be able to get away.
What? Shit, I'm ready for my next vacation.
You're ready for the next vacation?
Yeah.
Man. You'll get there soon. You'll get there soon.
Shit, I can take that shit next week if I really want to.
Yeah. Swiss Beats tweeted out to Timbaland. Kanye versus Drake for a versus battle. What do you think?
This nigga Kanye need help. He don't need to be in no fucking versus
battle. He don't need to be in no versus. He need help. I mean, maybe that'd be good for him to actually get around some of the people that care about him a little bit or that's looking out for him. You know, he get around Swiss Beats. Swiss Beats go try to talk to him. Like, you know, Timbaland maybe not. You didn't watch the versus battle on Thursday, but Timbaland was drunk as hell. Like, that nigga was gone. I don't even think he know what the fuck was going on. They put him on camera. His eyes was red and low. Like, he had been drinking and smoking. Like, bro.
He was more drunk than Jada?
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah. You could tell. You could tell. They ain't put no microphone in his face, so you ain't hear him on camera, but yeah, he was faded. I was like, damn, bro.
I don't even care. I don't give a fuck about Kanye. I don't give a fuck about Drake. I'll give it to Drake just because I hate Kanye more.
Well, the Rick Ross and 2 Chainz battle was featuring Drake. They both did like maybe 4 songs apiece to have him on his shit.
Whatever.
Like, anytime you turn around, it was a Drake feature. Like, damn.
I wish they would do groups.
You ready for them to do some groups?
Yeah, man.
Who you want to see?
That's tough.
It's just tough.
Because you got, you know, you got two, you got duos, you got 4-man groups, 3-man groups. Like, I would try to even it up.
Mm-hmm. So if you had Bone Thugs, who would you want them to go against?
Shit, I don't know. I don't know too many 4-man rap groups.
Okay. Well, let's do a 2-man.
Especially with a catalog like Bone Thugs, they got mad albums.
Yeah. Let's do a 2-man. Mobb Deep versus...
Mobb Deep versus Outkast.
Mobb Deep versus Outkast. Okay.
My New York bias.
Your New York bias.
But Mobb Deep got hits, man.
Yeah.
I know people love Outkast. I'm not one of them, but I know people around the world, they love them.
State Property versus Dipset.
How many members?
4 each, I think. For Dipset, you could do Cameron, Jim Jones, Juelz, and Freaky Zeke, I think. And then over there on the other side, State Property, you do Beanie Siegel, Freeway, and the Young Guns. I mean, you could throw other members in there. You could do for Dipset, you could do Hell Rail, 40 Cal, J.R. Ryder, State Property. You could, you know, throw in.
I'm gonna be honest. I never really liked either one.
Never really liked either one. You know, you can. What? You can do record labels versus each other. Groups / record labels. G Unit versus somebody.
Okay, if we're doing labels, I want G Unit versus Rough Riders.
G Unit versus Rough Riders? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Not a bad joint.
Rough Riders, I think they did 3, maybe. No, I think they did 4 albums. I don't know how many G-Unit actually did. Maybe 2.
They only did 2 actual albums, but they did at least 4 mixtapes together.
Okay.
With the core members, you know, including Tony Yayo.
Whatever.
Hey man, Yayo had an album that came out.
Yeah.
An album out, dog.
I actually seen one of his videos too.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Couldn't even tell you the song, but I know I seen that shit.
Hey man. He was out there trying to get it done, man.
No, he wasn't trying to do anything. 50 owed him a debt. Put that nigga on. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, man, he was one of the original G Unit members, man. He was the one that was supposed to come up.
Yeah, yo, was like the Bizarre of D12. That's how I look at him.
Damn, dog.
That's how I look at Yayo.
Damn, dog. That's messed up,
bro. No, it's not. Because every time I hear Yayo's voice, like, why are you on this track? Like, damn. I'm skipping this.
Damn, bro, that's messed up. You ain't gotta do yet.
At least I know Bizarre's gonna say some fucked up shit that'll make you be like, why am I listening to this? But damn, you know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have heard that.
Damn, bro, you ain't even gotta do him like that, man.
Why not? That's how I feel.
Yeah, that's how you feel. You remember Digimon?
Yep.
You ever watch that show?
Once or twice.
Okay. They got that shit out on, like, Netflix, I think.
Yeah, nobody watched it.
Nobody watched it?
No, they watched Pokemon.
They watched Pokemon, yeah. You ever watch that show Monster Rancher?
No. I don't even think I've heard of that.
Yeah, that was another one of those Japanese joints that came over around that time. Where the kid had these little discs that monsters came out of, like, he would put the shit in the game system, and the monsters would come out the fucking game.
So they ripped off Yu-Gi-Oh?
Nah, this came out before Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay, well, Yu-Gi-Oh was better, so.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but it was a video game that he would put in, and they would try to find disc around the country, and fucking they'd have monsters on the disc.
Ooh.
It was weird.
It sounds weird.
It was weird. But yeah, that was when I think that actually came out like 6 months before the first episode of Pokemon. It's crazy. Now, if this is my last question for you, because I just scrolled and saw this. If you could pick any two capsules, capsule number one, become any age you want permanently. Capsule number two, travel anywhere you want instantly.
Anytime?
Yeah, anywhere you want, anytime. Number three, $1 million a year for the rest of your life. Number four, understand any language in the world. Number five, bring someone back from the dead. Number six, find and marry your soulmate. Number seven, have the largest social media following. Number eight, unlimited plastic surgeries. And number nine, understand any written language.
Yeah, give me that $1 million a year.
Give you that $1 million a year?
Yeah. I didn't listen to nothing else after that.
You heard nothing else after that? It was just $1 million yearly.
Yeah, it can be $1 million a year. First off, I can't spend that in my lifetime.
Yeah, $1 million a year, you couldn't spend that.
I'm going to sit on it.
They say you could choose two capsules.
Oh, okay. It can be that one and travel wherever, whenever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would take those two. The travel whenever. Nah. Travel anywhere instantly. You know what? I would take the first one, become any age permanently, and then the $1 million yearly.
Nigga. You want to live forever? I don't want to live forever.
You don't want to live forever?
Nah. Because I think, like, you living forever, at some point you're going to get bored and wish you were dead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to see all your loved ones die.
Yeah, you got to go through some hard times.
You know? I don't want to see that.
Yeah, that's one of those things, man. If you ever thought about that, like being immortal, you could see everyone around you that you love die. Yeah. And you got to keep doing that over and over again. Because you go fall, you go fall for other people, you go meet other people. It's just going to keep happening to you.
Word. You're going to see your kids die.
That's a sad.
Like, nah, I don't want that.
I ain't think about that. It like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go there and travel anywhere instantly. Yeah, travel anywhere instantly. Get the $1 million a year for the rest of my life. You know? Live till you're like, what, 95?
I don't think I'm living that long.
You don't think you're living that long? Hey, man. You know something? It's pretty good that you did self-aware. You're very self-aware. Like, you know, when the time comes, it comes, man. But, you know, just live as long as you can and live the life that you can live until it's over.
I just want to live long enough to see my son grow up and have his own family.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
You know, you got started earlier than I did.
Maybe like a year or two.
Yeah.
I had my son when I was 29.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I wasn't at that point at 29. I wasn't ready for that at 29.
I was ready. Well, at that point, me and my girl was together 3-4 years.
Yeah. I didn't have the person in my life that I needed to have in my life for that, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens. As long as you wait till you find that right person, that's all that matters, really.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers be skeeting in the wrong bitches.
They do, man.
All the time.
You know, it's ridiculous, man. Like, stop doing that shit,
like, but you want to have sex, wear a condom, man.
Exactly.
Stop bringing these kids into this world where you know damn well you're not going to be in their life, or you don't, you know what I'm saying, you don't want nothing to do with the moms, and then you're going to be paying child support, or don't pay child support that you're supposed to pay.
Oh, they keep a tab on that shit. Yeah. They keep a tab on that shit. At some point, you got to get that off the books. At some point, you got to get that off the book.
You'd be surprised how many people don't pay child support and get away with it.
Yeah. They get away with it.
You know.
You know. That's why they ain't get them goddamn stimulus checks. Like, nah, buddy.
You could just stimulus check as long as you file taxes.
Nah, the people who owe child support, they took theirs.
If you owe, that's on you.
Yeah. They took theirs. Wouldn't give it to them. You know, you can only evade the government for so long.
I'll be damned if I be a baby daddy. That ain't for me.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm a father, not no baby daddy.
Yeah, I'm good on that shit. I want to be there every second that I can be. You understand that people got to work in order to take care of the family. But every second that I can be, I'm trying to be there.
I grew up with no father. I know who that motherfucker is. He know who I am.
Yeah.
But he was never around. Then when I questioned him about it, he blamed my mother. Yo, fuck you, nigga. Fuck you. If she ain't got nothing to do with you being around for me.
Sure enough, don't, man. Like, even if you in a situation where you don't get along with the baby moms, you know, you paying a child support or whatever, man, just, it's your responsibility to be there for your kid, man.
Word.
Like, go through the proper channels to be able to do it. If she making it hard on you, go through the court systems. Show them that you want to do the right thing. They will allow you visitations if you not like a fucking felon or nothing. Like,
I know goddamn well my mother didn't tell that nigga, oh, you can't see your son.
Yeah.
When the nigga lived around the block.
Yeah.
Like, I knew where the fuck you live. I knew where your moms live. Like, his mother, my grandmother, literally lived in the back of my house. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Come on, you know.
But it's up to you to be there, man, and to be a father. Like you said.
Like, I ain't gonna say he was a shitty father. He's a shitty father to me. He got other kids. I don't know all of them.
Yeah. But just imagine being in that situation, man. Like, I don't know how you personally, I know you say fuck them, but other kids being in that situation where you like, yo, I know my dad, and I see my dad taking care of other kids, but he ain't taking care of me. Like, how does that make a kid feel?
Fuck that nigga.
That's fuck you. Fuck that nigga in your estimation.
For anybody who went through that or is going through that, I know kids ain't listening to us, but it ain't your fault.
Yeah.
Don't stress that nigga.
Yeah.
Don't stress them. Not one bit. Not one bit. You know what you do? You grow up and live your life and make sure you don't have a kid and treat them the way you were treated.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
And you know all the things not to do by looking at that motherfucker. Do all the right things. You know the things not to do.
Like I said, I'm not going to say he was a bad father to the other, because I know there's the other ones, is he was around for them. I don't know all of them.
Yeah.
But I specifically know my two older brothers from him. Mm. Like, I'm close with them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't, whatever, whatever.
But being a father, man, is one of those things that I'm proud of. I'm proud of that shit.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
My son pissed me off today.
He did?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
We was in the backyard playing horse. I beat him 3 straight times. Then he beat me.
Uh-huh.
And then he wanted to go out on the win. You know what I'm saying?
And that's how you're supposed to do it.
Nah, you're supposed to run it back.
Nah, man, he went out on the win,
nah,
dog.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
He got your ass.
That's like, bullshit. He's like, nah, daddy, I'm hot, I'm sweating, I'm going inside. Like, what? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You beat him 3 straight, he had to get his win back. You still was up, you still up 2-1? You still up?
Yeah, but the competition to me is like, I just lost. I'm trying to get that W back.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
You're treacherous with
trying to get that W back.
What this nigga said earlier in the show, he don't give a damn if you a kid when it comes to Uno. He don't even care that his kid got the win back. Like, nah, nigga. You can't go out. Like, I went out on a loss.
He's like, daddy, the sun's in my eyes. I can't see outside. I'm shooting at the same sun. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
He little you, nigga.
I don't care. He only want to take shots in the shade. Word up.
You're wild.
I'm shooting them tough shots at the sun. Like, go hit that.
You're wild, dog.
Nah. I was mad. Because I wanted to play him for like 2 days now. Like, the first day. What's today? Saturday night?
Today's Saturday, yeah.
I wanted to play him on Thursday. But I fell asleep for like 8 hours. Just because I was up all night and all day. So it's like, I'm going to put this on the grill. I'm going to take a nap. And when I wake up, that nap turned into some sleep.
That nap turned into a deep.
I woke up at like 9, 10 o'clock when it was dark. He's like, daddy, we were supposed to play ball. I was like, you should have woke me up. You know what I'm saying? Then yesterday it rained.
Yeah, it was raining yesterday.
And then today, you know, we finally got it in. You know, I threw some burgers and some wings on the grill. Finished that. It's like, yo, come get your ass whooping. And he took 3 ass whoopings.
He took 3 ass whoopings and he got it.
He won one. And now, he wanted to walk away on it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, when he said that his son pissed him off, I thought he did something wrong that pissed him off. No, he pissed him off because he beat him and walked out on the win.
You're supposed to run it back. You're supposed to run it back. I let him run it back 3 times. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Hey, man.
All right. right, all right. Wait till that shit happen to you. I'll be laughing at you.
Word up. Yo, I'm laughing at you. That shit is funny.
Word up. That's not funny, man. You're supposed to run it back.
Yeah, I'll run it back. Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
I was kids, hot, too.
Run it back, kids. Run it back. Don't let your dad go out on a loss. Run it back. So what? You used to go... If you went back, if y'all ran it back and you beat him, then what?
Then I let him go again?
You'll let him run it back again?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when is it over? Like, when it... So, you beat him the first three times. He beat you the next time. Then y'all run it back. What if he beat you again?
Then he beats me again.
Then you guys still run it back?
No lie. I want him to beat me as much as possible.
Yeah.
I want him to be better than me. You ain't never gonna be better than me if you only beat me one out of four times.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand. You're pushing it. All right, man.
I told him straight up, I got 30 years of practice on you. He's like, after he beat me, he said, you need to go practice. That's what he told me. I just beat him three straight times. He beat me once. He said, Dad, you need to go practice. I was like, dude, I got 30 years of practice on you. What are you talking about? Yo, I need to go practice.
Yo, he hit you with the trash talk and left.
I took three shots, and I'm like, are you ready to go? He's like, you ain't done practicing. So I sat the fuck down. I'm like, this little nigga, like, who the fuck he talking to? Then he's like, I'm hot. I'm going inside. Like, what are you talking about?
Yo, he hit you with the trash talk. Told you need to go
get your... How you gonna trash talk off of one win? And you just got waxed three times before. I waxed him.
Yeah. You need to go practice.
Fucking Fortnite kids, man. I swear, man.
You know I'm gonna say that shit to you a lot.
I don't need to go practice.
You know I'm gonna say that shit to you. When you stumble over some words on a podcast, I'll be like, yo, you need to go practice.
Nah, man. I'm gonna tell you, blame it on the liquor.
Blame it on the liquor.
Shit. I'll That's be the like, one time yeah. I stumble.
Your son say you need to go practice.
No. He need to go practice because he can't beat me. Can't beat me two straight times.
Hey, man, he going to work on it, man. One of these days, he going to beat you. I believe when he become a teenager, he going to bust your ass. He going to start busting your ass at ball.
No, he not.
I believe so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think when he become a teenager, he going to start busting your ass.
I don't know. I don't even be trying when I be playing him.
Yeah, I know. It's cool. You gonna try too.
I'm gonna try and I'm gonna beat him.
You gonna be trying when he become a teenager. I think he's gonna bust your ass.
I'm gonna yo.
You gotta stop smoking.
You underestimate my jump shot on the court.
I ain't underestimating
you. Yes, you are, man.
You gonna start busting your ass, though.
No, you're not. I'm from the 90s.
You gonna be out there, Joe? Yeah, you from the 90s. He gonna tell your ass. At that point, he gonna be like, yo, Dad, you need to stop smoking and drinking.
I don't drink when I'm playing.
You're about to bust your ass on the court.
No, you're not. Can't take me down low. You get bodied. You get bodied down low. You better stick out there, shoot some threes like Steph Curry do.
Yeah, man, it is what it is, man. You got anything else for the people, bro?
Hey, young kids, I know y'all ain't listening, but don't underestimate your father now. Word up.
Don't underestimate your father.
Word up. Wait till Double A get older. You going to tell him the same thing.
When Double A get older, man, I'm going to tell. I already tell him. I tell him he going to be great. He's going to be great. I tell him every day he gonna change the world.
Good.
Yeah.
Make sure you bust his ass to let him know.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna bust his ass to let him know. But I believe that young man is gonna change the world.
Good.
You know? Because the generation that they are in, it's gonna be up to them. I think it's up to them. They're gonna be the ones that change the world.
I believe they already are. Changing the world.
Yeah.
It's just the older generation as of right now is in power.
Right.
once they get in power, things is really going to start to change.
Yeah. Man, you know what, man? This episode is enlightening. You are very self-aware. like, yo, it's just, I know it ain't us. I know it ain't our generation. We in power right now, but as soon as the motherfuckers take it, they gonna change the world.
Yeah, your taste of music is trash.
Yeah.
But
the rest of the stuff, y'all, yeah. you good.
As far as y'all's way of thinking, because they think more outside the box. They're smarter than we were when we were kids.
Right.
You know? We didn't have all the technology and everything they have.
Yeah. So, but parents that do listen to this, man, teach your kids the right way, because the things that you teach them, what did Tupac say? He was going to be the spark, that he was going to be the thing that sparked the mind that changed the world. Something like that. Teach your kids the right way.
Bust their ass in sports every chance you get.
And bust their
because
ass in sports
every chance. There will be a point where you can't do it no more. Every chance you get.
Because once you get to that point where you can't no more, where your body can't do it no more.
Yep. And even if they get one win, they're going to talk that shit.
They're going to talk that shit like his son did. As always, man, we appreciate you guys listening. Hit the Facebook group up. Leave a comment and rating on Apple Podcasts for us. You know, of course, we're everywhere. You get your podcasts. Like, share, subscribe. Tell your peoples about us. And join us next time.
And if there's something you want to hear, let us know. We got you.
Next time, we're going to have the song battle, Tupac versus Jay-Z. We appreciate you guys listening to us, as always. I'm going to give it one heck of a shot, okay? We appreciate you guys listening to us, as always. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I've been Antoine Y. Slicker. This has been the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast. And we out.
We out.